Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KITP. I'm Lars Bildsen, the director here. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Institute. I always like to start by asking for how many of you is today your first time at the KITP? Raise your hand high. Yeah, so it's about more than half, which is great to see. The reason I ask that tells me that there is value in telling you how these things come to be and how we get to where you are today. So the Institute runs about a dozen long programs per year, which are 10 to 12 week long programs. This conference is a part of that program. The programs arise via proposals from the scientific community around the world, and we work with our advisory board to then decide what would be an appropriate thing to do. And so I would encourage all of you who have ideas to speak with me. I see Brigitta Whaley's here. Brigitta was on the advisory board for many years, so she can give you sage advice. I see Matthew Fisher's here. You can explain it. Mark Bowick, where's Mark? Deputy director at the KITP can also describe it. Just seeing other former board members. Raise your hand if I'm not seeing you. It's a development process that we engage in. So right now we're wrapping up planning for the academic year 2020-2021. And so if you have any great ideas, they need to be after that, because we're basically going to be booked up through summer 2021, starting in about 3 months. But I do encourage you to think about programs. It is our role here at the Institute to be certain that the best things are happening, being organized by the best people, which gives me an opportunity to thank the coordinators of this conference who are here. Lenka is here, Giuseppe and Kyle, so everybody should thank them for all their hard work. Everything we do here is recorded, so watch what you say. But most importantly, that's there so that people out who couldn't make it, or for you if you want to see something, a talk you want to hear again, it's on the web. Things are up typically within about a day. It does mean that you need to wear a microphone if you're speaking, so our staff will be pretty good at miking you up. But also, most importantly, it also means that during the question, or as you ask questions, please use the microphone. So Lenka will be our first session chair. She will not only ensure that the speaker gives time for discussion, but she'll also have to get somebody to help her to get the questions on the microphones. Otherwise, you just hear the answer but not the question, and that can be pretty frustrating. So that also means if you're a speaker, there are instructions in your package for how to upload your talk so that we also have your PowerPoint. The time for discussion is a very important thing to us here at the KITP. And so you'll see for each talk, there's an allocated time for questions. That means that there will be time for questions, so you don't have to think about your question within 1 minute after the speaker finishes. You'll have time. And again, Lincoln will set a beautiful example of what it means to have the session go smoothly with time for questions, because if she fails, the whole conference will fail.
Wow.
So please allow her to do an excellent job at being certain there's discussion, and that includes the speakers. We have excellent staff here at the KITP who've been helping to make all of this happen. Including up to today. So Claudia is our main conference organizer. Thank you, Claudia. And for IT, in terms of recording the talks, and as well as being certain everybody is mic'd up, and stability of the internet, for those of you who want to check a talk and see if what they're telling you is true, that's the internet and the password. We have Craig Kunimoto, so thank you, Craig. There's another program happening right now here at the Institute on the rough energy landscape. And what that means is that they will think that all the food in the courtyard is for them, whereas it's really for you, unless they've paid. So please do wear your name tag so as you go into where the breaks are, which are in the main courtyard, so that we know who you are. Tuesday and Thursday are dinners. And so should you get locked out of the building locks at 5. On those evenings, you need to get back in. Behind the courtyard is where the caterers come and go, and that door is always open on those evenings. So should you get locked out, because if you went for a walk or something, you'll be able to get back in. And those are the dinners Tuesday and Thursday. If you're bringing someone Tuesday or Thursday night that we don't know about, please speak with Claudia today. so that she can adjust the headcount and collect the fee for bringing a guest. The shuttle on Friday will have many ways to get people to different locations, Amtrak and the airport. So please sign up on Friday. And today, the shuttle will be leaving promptly at the end of the last talk. We have the KXP's code of conduct posted here, and it's also in your package. So should you not know how to behave, you read those instructions. Otherwise, we expect no problems. And I think that's all I've got. I want to hand this over to Lincoln. Just please turn off your cell phones.
Okay, Lincoln.
Thank you, Lars. And welcome everybody to the crossroads of physics and machine learning. So we came up with this title thinking literally of the crossroads where the flow goes in many different directions. And so today we will have talks in the direction from physics to machine learning, and then probably most of the remaining 4 days will be the other direction, and then all possible combinations. And so the first talk is by Andrea Montanari from Stanford about mean field view of two-layer neural networks.